what would be important? For example, where am I now? The Netrogen Dimension. Looking to those rings, you're mostly working around the rings, but can you open those aromatic rings?
Actually, we did look into trying to break open rings. It's just that that was something that we kind of moved away from in terms of scope. That was something that was a little bit beyond our scope for this particular project. There are pathways out there that are meant to cleave rings, but I believe it was actually replaced by our decatecholization project because it was capable of, we were capable of actually breaking down the catechol and turning them into open structures as well.
Yeah, and you can buy products with two rings, and then what's the next step?
That is something to look into as well. I'm not really looking into that particular section of it. That is something that I believe we had looked into. There are certainly pathways that do degrade multiple ring structures at once as well.
Yeah, because there are some actinic acids that contain aromatic things.
Yes, we understand.
So by opening rings, you will increase the potential for biodegradation.
Mm-hmm.
And the other approach would be actually peroxidation.
Right.
So wherever you have double bonds, specifically, you can oxidize additionally. So by using bacteria or enzymatic system, you can introduce technically peroxide and cleave the ring in those places. That's how rancidity of fat starts.
Right.
So it would make them more water soluble and more biodegradable as well.
Right.
And then now, when looking into these projects, specifically, big problem are legacy tailings, these old ponds.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not, because they are the size of lakes, they are not the system that will be moved or intensively treated.
No.
And if you try to put bacteria inside, they will not survive.
No, they won't.
The approach is to make bioreactor.
Mm-hmm.
But have you actually tried to isolate those enzymes and apply them?
That's what we're building the systems for, and these are, we have extracted these genes. We are trying to build systems that are capable of degrading hydrocarbons. In fact, I believe there are some data that we've collected that have shown that some of these model compounds can be broken down into hydrocarbons and can be detected by GC-MS.
But have you tried to apply enzymes outside of bacteria to hyperproduce enzymes?
Mm-hmm.
And then just to see if they can be applied in the pond. The problem with pond is physical structure.
Right.
Is that there is surface water, which needs to be detoxified, but the sediment is actually, although, 30-35% solid, is behaving as gel. So the exchange of flux of material through that is close to zero.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So for the companies to make it cheap, the easiest way is to pump it internally.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's necessary to redisperse the solvent. But in those cases, bacteria will probably not survive because everything will be anaerobic and some reactions will stop. But if you put enzymes dissolved or on the surface of material or on the surface of carriers,
right,
may work in the pond. So because you identify the enzymes that do the job, can you make them attached to the surfaces actually apply in the pond?
Mm-hmm. That's certainly something that we can look into as well. These are great suggestions, and unfortunately we are kind of running out of time a little bit. If you had any more concerns or questions, you can feel free to email us and we'll certainly send you something.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you so much for your help. This input is actually great.
I tried to see how to apply this.
Yes, that's exactly what we've been trying to gather from oil sands experts, and so this is valuable input for us. Lots of things for us to take a look into, actually.
Yeah, because very soon there will be separate monitoring and science agency formed by Alberta Environment.
Mm-hmm.
That will be arm's length organization, and just the board was announced this week.
Mm-hmm. I heard, actually, yes.
Yes, so they'll be interested in monitoring a few of these compounds continuously.
Right.
But it's something new. That's why I told you, what is the first one? Fred, maybe applied outside of the pond. In the pond, at the time being, I don't see application.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully, we basically use this as a launching platform. Hopefully, Fred will actually become a new standard of output, considering there's a lot of things like green fluorescent protein, which exist and are commonly used. It's just that they do tend to fail in things like very turbid environments, and they have a couple of other issues, like it's photo bleaching and whatnot. Electrochemistry tends not to have these kinds of problems. So that's what we were also hoping to do, is we hope to create a new standard using FRED.
So which is your department there at the University of
Calgary? This is currently in the Department of Health Sciences, but a lot of our students actually come from biosciences, engineering, computer sciences. It's very multidisciplinary, our team. Well, again, thank you. We do really are running out of time right now, and so if you do actually have any questions, please feel free to send them along.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thank you so much.
Yep.
Okay, take care. Bye.